For the 12th straight summer, Columbus police sent additional officers to patrol neighborhoods they identified as high crime. This summer, during the Community Safety Initiative, or CSI, police made nearly 1,000 arrests, though it's not stated how many resulted in actual convictions. They seized some 90 illegal guns, as well as thousands of grams of narcotics. The numbers match stats from the past 5 years. Even though police cannot point to a significant decrease in crime, Commander Gary Cameron says the stats indicate success.
The crime in Columbus changes throughout the year. And so it ebbs and flows based on what's going on in that particular neighborhood, maybe what's going on in that particular street corner.
Cameron says Police Chief Kim Jacobs has placed an emphasis on community policing. This summer, police attended some 50 block watch meetings and made more than 10,000 interactions, playing basketball with kids in the park or talking to residents about local crime.
Every day that our personnel were out on the streets, they were not only doing great work as far as arresting violent offenders, but they were also engaged in a tremendous amount of positive community interaction.
One controversial aspect of the program are the officers who go undercover by patrolling in civilian clothes. Cameron says that this summer, just 10% of their total patrol time, more than 3,000 hours, was spent in plain clothes. But it was plainclothes officers who shot Henry Green after they say he threatened them with a gun. Eyewitnesses say police did not identify themselves or give Green a chance to respond. That shooting continues to draw criticism.
So it's not a safety initiative. It's a targeting of neighborhoods, and let's just call it what it is.
Tammy Fournier-Alsada leads the People's Justice Project, an organization that's been protesting and demanding an end to the CSI. Alsada says this program does not make residents in these neighborhoods feel safe. And those numbers police report each year don't mean much.
We need to rethink the measure and the matrix that's being used around the safety initiative and what are true outcomes of success that are really focused on safety.
If the city really wants to bring down crime in those tough neighborhoods, says Alsada, if they want to keep young people out of the criminal justice system, then city leaders have to do more than just police crime.
There has to be an intervention strategy. So you have to be reaching those at the highest risk of being shot or being a shooter today.
Despite their demands and the demands of protesters, Mayor Andrew Ginther says the program will remain, but he suggests it could change slightly.
We are not discarding the program. As with all our programs, the Community Safety Initiative will continue to evolve.
According to the mayor, the CSI has been successful at reducing crime and has received support from residents in those neighborhoods. Moving forward, Ginther says community policing will continue to influence the CSI.
We're going to continue to measure success, not just by how many guns, how much drugs, how many wanted felons are taken off the street, but have we done our job to enhance and build trust between the police and the communities they're sworn to protect.
Ginther says he will continue to listen to input from community members and protesters. Esther Honig, WOSU News.